This season of Advent, a season of new beginnings and fresh starts, is a time for us to think about the relationships in our lives and what the process of repentance might mean to us in terms of restoring old relationships that are broken or of forming new relationships that might change and enrich our lives. Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury, a great scholar, Christian teacher, said this about Christian repentance. Repentance, Rowan Williams wrote, is intimately bound up with the hope of change, particularly of changed relationships. We are not forever frozen in attitudes of greed, envy, malice, manipulation, and distrust. Repentance is our refusal to close our ears and hearts to the other, our confession that we cannot live without them. We have no tangible guarantees that reconciliation with another person has been achieved or realized, but at least we have turned to them with our hands open. Our repentance has introduced something fresh, has recognized the possibility of grace, has seen the hidden image of Jesus already there in the situation, that image of Jesus which allows us room to change. Those are the words of Rowan Williams, a message of hope for this Advent, a message of the potential for change, for good things to happen, even in the midst of relationships we believe to be broken forever. We need not be frozen. We need not be immobile, unmoved, and unmoving. In the process of repentance, turning, as Rowan says, with hands and hearts open to others, we can live out the Christian message of repentance. In the final analysis, it's the recognition that Christ is present in all of our relationships, that He has been present all along when we believe things to be most broken, and that our hearts and minds, opened by His grace to the other we thought was lost to us, Christ can be present, can heal, can touch, can give us hope for restoration and new life in Him.